Life Incidents by James S. White. Chapter, The Review and Herald. In 1850, I commenced publishing the Review and Herald at Paris, Maine. As friends were few and generally poor, we chose this country location to save expense. By this time, several preachers had united in the proclamation of the present truth, and our hearts were often cheered by their success. But those were days of poverty, deprivation, toil, and anguish of spirit. We labored ardently to bring some to a knowledge of the truth, divided our scanty purse with them, and at the same time were suffering for the comforts of life. With feeble health, we traveled from town to town and from state to state, preaching the word and holding conferences, and at the same time issuing the review once in 2 or 3 weeks. About this time, Brother J. N. Andrews commenced his labors, which were no small reinforcement. Faithfully has this dear brother labored in the cause, which is now blessed with his clear expositions of Bible truth in our most important publications. The first number of the second volume of the Review was issued at Saratoga Springs, New York, August 5, 1851. Up to this time, we had no permanent home, but had traveled as the way opened, then stopped to write and publish where brethren made us welcome. Our 2 little boys were from us, and 600 miles from each other. In March 1852, the Review was established at Rochester, New York. The Friends of the Cause raised $700 or $800 to purchase press and printing material with which to issue it. This was a new and important era in the progress of the cause. Here commenced Brother Andrew's letters to O.R.L. Crozier, which not only exposed the weakness of the non-Sabbath heresy, but the deceitful manner in which some handled the Word of God. Success attended the cause east and west. Brother Wagner raised up witnesses for the truth in many places in Wisconsin. The labors of Brethren Cornell and Cranson were greatly blessed in Michigan. Brother Bates was having his usual success in different states in the Canadas, through which he so rapidly passed, and other brethren in the state of New York and in New England were reporting success. I cannot better represent the state of things that followed than by quoting from the Review, Volume 11, page 77, which I give under the appropriate head of a purifying process.